And so for this exercise, which should take around 40 minutes or so, make sure you've got some private space where you can safely and comfortably close your eyes and just let go. Be private with yourself. So make sure there are no interruptions, and again, make sure your telephone is switched off. And then just sit and get comfortable. And close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just allow your being to relax. And take a nice long deep breath in. And let it slowly all the way out. And another sweet long deep breath in. And slowly right the way out, right to the end of the breath. Coming to rest, opening in your being, and continue breathing like this, letting your breaths draw you deeply inside, causing you to soften your body, let go. Let all awareness turn in on itself. Letting your long, deep breaths cause your body to relax even deeper. And allowing all awareness to rest in the spaciousness inside. And now just allow your thinking mind to relax. Let all thoughts and pictures and words slowly fade, dissolve. And let the mind come to rest. Like a ceiling fan whose power has been switched off at the mains. And as you continue to relax and open, you may notice in your mind's eye, or you may just get a sense or knowing, that in front of you is a downward-facing staircase. And this shimmering staircase has 5 steps. And in the knowledge that these steps will lead you deeply into your own essence, into the deepest, innately wise, and all-revealing part of you. Step now onto the top step, step number 5. With each step taking you deeper into your own true self, stepping down onto step 4, opening down to 3, deeper down to 2, and before you step onto the final step, step 1, just let your awareness expand infinitely in front and behind . Allow consciousness to become boundless to each side and open spaciously above. Deepen, ocean-like beneath. And now step into the core of your own deepest awareness as you step down onto step 1 now. And just rest as this awareness. Now you may notice that to one side of you is a doorway. And in the knowledge that through this doorway is the light of your own soul, and that waiting there is a mentor of freedom, one in whose divinity and wisdom you can rest and trust. You can just walk through the doorway into the light and greet your mentor, thanking him or her for being here to assist you, to guide you. Great. And now just allow the mentor to walk you to one side where there is a special area with a choice of 2 paths. They represent different life paths with different consequences for the future depending on different choices you make in the present moment. So just allow the 2 paths, one a left-hand path and one a right-hand path, to rise in awareness. Great. The left-hand path is the path of life where you make no changes to your current strategies or choices or habits. This is what the future holds when the current levels of shutdown and resistance to life remain unchanged. When you go with the status quo, or allow things to slide, and continue to avoid some key personal issues, letting life go the way it is already heading. Along this path, the consequences of remaining asleep or stuck in existing patterns and behaviors become truly apparent. So let the mentor guide you. Just take a walk down the left-hand path, stepping into the future a week and a month and now a whole year, and see and hear and feel how life unfolds when you fail to address or wake up to some of your core life issues, when you make no changes in yourself and you let life carry on the way it has been going. Really get a full sense of what it's like to be living your life as you walk down this path. Look around. What unfolds? What happens? How does life play out? And how does that feel 1 year down the line? How does that make you feel? Okay. And now step into the future 2 years down the line. Just let the timeline extend and see and hear and feel how life continues to unfold from the base of having failed to make some significant changes. Really open to the consequences of remaining limited in some significant areas of life. And then take a good look around. Notice how others are responding to you, how circumstances are evolving, how it feels to be living life this way. So how does it feel? How does it really feel to be living life in this compromised way? Okay, thank you. And so now allow the timeline to unfold even further, carrying you 5 years into the future. The results of avoidance or inaction have been in play for 5 more years in your life. And so see and hear and feel how life is showing up now. Really step into the reality of how life is being lived when you neglected to make some healthy choices in the past, when you let things slide. And just get a full sense of what things are like, how life feels. How does it feel 5 years down the line? How does it really feel to be living like this? Okay, good. Thank you. And now ask the mentor to take you a whole decade down the line and just step 10 years into the future. Let life evolve the way it would when you fail to make some important choices, when you just keep going with the same old, same old. And again, see and hear and feel how it is to be living this life at this time, 10 years down the line. Is it fulfilling? Does it feel right and true and purposeful? Is it rewarding and liberating or not, or something else? How is it really to be living this life at this time? How does it all really feel? Okay, good. Thank you. And so now you can ask the mentor to softly bring you back through time, back to the present moment, at the intersection where you're facing the choice of two paths in life. You've experienced what the left-hand path has in store. And you can now begin to contemplate what the right-hand path, the path of healthy choice, the path you take when you face up to some core issues and deepen in freedom. So as you contemplate embracing the specific changes that would be necessary in your life to take that right-hand path, the path of liberation, just take a moment and put out an intention or a prayer that pure awareness reveals the choices that need to be made right here. Right now, what needs to be embraced in life? What does life itself want you to admit to yourself and to face? What does life invite you to get real about? And what veils or restrictions or limitations? What old patterns or behaviors or habits or beliefs does life invite you to free yourself from? How does life really want you to grow and evolve? Just take a minute here, press the pause if you need to, and get clear. Whisper this out. What is life inviting you to embrace, to admit, to get real about? What changes is life asking for? How does life want you to grow? Just whisper these things out. Okay, great. And so now turn to the mentor and ask for her or his help in getting clear about something. What emotional resources would you need? What qualities could you really do with in order to confidently decide and commit to healthy change? To get real and embrace the fullness of life. What resources would you choose? What would really help you? You might choose confidence or certainty. You could choose self-love or self-worth. You could choose trust, inner strength, willpower. You might like a sense of lightness or humor or childlike curiosity. Or the ability to communicate clearly and effectively. You could even choose the knowledge of yourself as the infinite, as the divine. If you could choose anything and everything you needed, what would you choose? Again, press pause if you need to. Whisper these things out loud. What resources would help you, would give you the power to make a decision to change some fundamental things in life? Okay, cool. And so now let the mentor give you a large, colourful bouquet of balloons, with each balloon containing one of the empowering resources you've chosen. One by one, then you just breathe into each quality, feeling it flood through every cell of your being. Just breathe it in, each one, and let it flood right through you, right down to the cellular level, permeating right down to your DNA and into your genes, and ultimately saturating the spaces between the spaces. Just breathe them all in until your being has everything it needs to make the healthiest of choices and commitments. Beautiful. And then speaking out loud the decisions and commitments that you are now empowered to make, the healthy choices that you now embrace in life. Just speak them out. And allow the mentor to guide you as you take a walk down the right-hand path, the path of freedom, of authentic self-expression and fullness of life. And step a week, a month, and a year down the line. And see and hear and feel how life now unfolds, now that healthy decisions are supporting you, now that life is unfolding naturally, healthily. Just get a full and vivid sense of how differently you experience life now. What's happening? How is life showing up? How does it really feel? Great. And now step into the future 2 years down the line and allow life to take its natural course, based in healthy awareness and choice. Let it evolve and grow the way it does when empowering change is embraced. And see and hear and feel how it is to be you living this way. Fully embracing life, being embraced by life, held by life, encouraged and empowered by life. How does it really feel to be living this way 2 years in the future? Whisper it out. Fantastic. And now step 5 years into the future. You've experienced 5 years of deepening and growth, all because you made some healthy decisions when life asked you to. And life has played out in some very specific ways, maybe also in some unexpectedly wonderful ways, because of those choices you made all that time ago. So now see and hear and feel how great it is to be living from a life of empowerment and freedom. How extraordinary it feels to be awake, truly engaged with life. Notice how your relationships have grown and deepened with those you really care about, with those who care about you. Notice how your relationship with yourself has grown, matured, deepened. And notice how differently you're communicating internally and externally. See how differently you're acting and engaging with life. Feel how differently you feel about yourself, about living this life. So how does all this really feel? Wonderful. And now finally, invite the mentor to take you a full decade down this path of growth and step into the future 10 whole years, having lived a rare and conscious life, having been true and authentic to yourself, following a path that is true and right and deeply fulfilling. And see and hear and feel how good it is simply to be alive. How blessed it feels to be the awareness, the grace that animates all of existence. Really open fully and completely into the truth of how it is to live in freedom. How good does that feel? What's taking place? What does life reveal? And how does it really feel to be you, the real you, living this way? Whisper it all out. Fantastic. And as you let the reality of this existence settle in and permeate every fiber of your being, you can just allow the mentor to bring you back to the present moment, knowing that time is just an illusion, and that any awareness that arises is available in each and every present moment. You can ask the mentor if she or he has any words of advice or wisdom to share with you. If there were anything to say, what would the mentor offer? Great. And so you can thank the mentor for the words and for being a grace-filled guide on your path of exploration today. And then walk back through the doorway you came in through and over to the bottom of the stairs you first came down. And then just back up the steps, starting at 1, and feeling uplifted and energized. 2, feeling refreshed and renewed. 3, stretching, becoming aware of the body. 4, pausing for a moment right here on step 4. And knowing that when you eventually step up onto step 5, that you will only be able to open your eyes as soon as all parts of you are fully integrated and agreed that freedom is who and what you are, and that anything that is needed for you to make healthy and conscious decisions and choices in life is always here, always present and available inside you. That you've always been and always will be the purest of divine presence. And when all parts of you are in agreement, you can step up onto step 5 now and take a good long deep breath in and let it all the way out. And you may open your eyes now as soon as you're ready. Wonderful. Great work. Congratulations. Please give yourself a few minutes to come around, and then you can continue your reading in the book.